Acts chapter 9. All those who heard him were astonished and asked, "Isn't he the man who raised havoc in Jerusalem among those who call on this name? And hasn't he come here to take them as prisoners to the chief priests?" Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Messiah. From persecutor to persecuted, he who lived chasing Christians is now being chased by Jesus. The one who beat and knocked down Christians is now beaten and knocked off his horse by Jesus. He, who we think of at the thought of himself as unique and great, is now humiliated and needs help to walk. The one whose vision was to arrest Christians was now blind. Saul of Tarso had been enrolled and is starting at the school of God. He would soon graduate as an instrument chosen to carry his name in front of Jews and kings. God is not prejudiced. God often uses someone who we would reject due to his or her past or appearance. All the disciples were afraid of him. Even Ananias was reluctant to contact him. Barnabas, whose nickname translates to the word Paracleses, honors his name. Paracleses is one who has been called to be next to someone. That's what Barnabas was to Saul. He believed in him and introduced him to the apostles. Let's imitate Barnabas today. Let us risk being at the site of those who are just beginning the walk of faith, welcoming them and offering them our sincere friendship.